Ralphie Radio Show each and every Friday, recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and the Scene Queens. Juliet Ezon checking in right now on the RRS. And Life and Style Weekly recently, the Scene Queen, spotted Fergie out in Soho, matter of fact, in New York, correct?
Well, Soho House in L.A., actually.
Oh,
they just opened up a new one.
Complete opposite coast.
We're bi-coastal.
Of course, absolutely. You guys are international. You guys cover the royal wedding. What do you mean?
Exactly.
Don't limit yourselves. All right, so you found Fergie in L.A., and what was interesting about this Fergie spotting?
Well, you wouldn't necessarily think Fergie was a huge diva, not compared to somebody like a Rihanna or maybe a Madonna, but she travels with basically two huge bodyguards whenever she goes out to eat or hang or whatnot. And they basically, anyone who came over to try and talk to Fergie, they had to go through the bodyguards. They interrogated anyone that came even close to her, and then they were the ones who decided if they were worthy enough to actually go and speak to her.
It's like she really is a duchess, like she has her own secret service.
In fact, that was our closing line of the item in the print edition of Life and Style. So.
You know, great minds think alike, Juliet. You know,
exactly. That's why you're our scene king.
Yeah. How about scene prince?
You can scene duke. You can choose your royal title.
I could do that as well, absolutely. Now, this is interesting to me, Juliet, because I don't think, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you here. Have you ever met Fergie or no?
Briefly, yes.
What did you think of her?
She was actually really pleasant.
Right.
She was super sweet.
You sound surprised.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you hear this story, you think that she probably wouldn't give anybody the time of day. But when I ran into her at an event in New York, she was more than happy to answer questions and was smiling and everything.
I've been close with the Black Eyed Peas for a while because I'm good friends with one of their managers. And mm-hmm. so I've hung out with her a bunch of times and the rest of the Peas. And a lot of people have that diva perception of her for whatever reason, but she is really not a diva whatsoever. And I don't think the security guard thing is a diva thing as much as it is a security thing, to be perfectly honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just that when a lot of other A-listers, like Tom Cruise and Madonna go, they're not traveling with anyone, which is why it's so funny.
It makes sense. I mean, you know what? Obviously, they're protecting her a great deal as well. She's worth a lot of money to Interscope Records and all of her different endorsement deals, too. So,
right.
Certainly,
Very true.
They have to protect their investment. Interesting story, nonetheless, though. Also, the Scene Queens reporting about Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn, and I love the headline for this one, Afternoon Delights. Right from one of my favorite movies of all time, Anchorman.
Best movie ever.
Yeah, exactly. I'm Ron Burgundy. What are Scarlett Johansson and Sean Penn doing now?
Scarlett is renting a bungalow at the Chateau Marmont in L.A., which you may know is sort of the hottest celebrity scene in L.A. right now. If people aren't staying there, they're hanging out at the bar there, going to the clubs, etc.
Juliet, one of the big reasons why it's such a huge spot, correct me if I'm wrong, is they have a very strict policy on paparazzi and taking photos on premise, correct?
Exactly. So it's very difficult to sort of get those steamy photos, if you will.
Right, of course.
So Sean goes to visit Scarlett there a fair amount, and you will sort of see them sneaking away from the pool or the main area and heading up to her room late in the afternoon, taking a little snooze or whatever else they might be doing.
Skyrockets in flight, a little afternoon flight, and away you go, I guess. Interesting.
Now, I don't know if you heard about the coverage from the White House Correspondents' Dinner, but they were all over each other. And
really?
They even left the dinner and snuck upstairs for a while.
Then they come back down?
And then they came back down.
Oh, come on. No.
It's true. Well, and you may remember from a few years ago that there was that very infamous story of Scarlett Johansson and who is having a baby with Kimberly Stewart. So she snuck up with him in an elevator and people saw them. So she's got a reputation for sort of, liking to sneak around.
Yeah, sneak around and then sneak back. And then it's always like super awkward because it's like, wait, didn't you guys go and now you're, oh, okay.
Oh.
And then what happens? You end up in a report with the Scene Queens of Life and Style.
Exactly. We're everywhere.
You guys
should have known better.
Too funny. Well, again, you can read about these stories and much, much more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Scene Queen Juliet Ezon, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.